Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Jay Snook for the GSMC Technology Podcast, courtesy of the GSMC Podcast Network. So, I'm here today to bring you some technology news that I found rather interesting, and one that stood out in the beginning, and I went on a tech website to find some of this stuff, and this one that stood out to me. So, Facebook is a very big social media network. It just is. You know, I was around the days of MySpace, but MySpace is kind of, you know, come and gone. It's just the way it is. It's just what's happened. So, Facebook is huge. You can go on there and join groups. You can, you know, become social. You can meet people. You can, you know, make friends. There's always events you can go to with like-minded people. There's a lot of different groups. And you can follow actors on there, movies, TV shows. Really, you know, there's just so much you can do on it. And I think it's probably one of the bigger social media companies out there. And it's been around for a minute now. You know, it really has. They've done movies about it. They've written books about it. Mark Zuckerberg is not a poor person. He has a good amount of money. He does. You know, just the reality. And I found something which was kind of interesting where, so now you can, on Facebook, you can do, you know, Facebook Live, which you can do little videos on there. They have, you can upload photos, you know, you can upload videos, you can upload YouTube videos on there. You can upload, you know, articles on there, articles you like, articles you've written. You can just do a lot on there. And so they've decided for some reason, and I'm not entirely sure why, but this is something they decided to do, is Facebook wants to start doing 3D photos. So, what does that mean? And for that matter, what is a 3D photo? I'm not going to lie, I don't know a lot about 3D photos. I just don't. When I worked in a Apple warehouse for a while, I got to see it. And honestly, it didn't really surprise me too much. It didn't blow me away. I was like, oh my God, this is an amazing, awesome technology that, you know, needs to become commonplace now. No, I won't say that. But it was kind of interesting, to say the least. So, yeah, they want to roll out 3D photos to really to, like, you know, add depth to the iPhone portrait mode shots, right? And I think right now this only works for iPhones. I don't think this works for Androids or Samsung or anything like that yet. Just FYI, so you know. You know, you get to shoot one, tap the new 3D photos option, select a portrait mode. And, you know, you can do this on Firefox, and you can do this on some of the other, you know, ones. I guess Oculus Rift has something that can do with it. You can, you know, you can tap, click, and drag or move their head to see the photo's depth. And, yeah, so that's basically what this does. So, like, you know, a 3D photo isn't a photo that pops out of your, you know, cell phone or out of your computer or things like that. That's just not what a 3D photo is, in case you're confused, which I'm not going to lie, I kind of am, you know, and they're not like, you know, something like that. What a 3D photo really is a little different. And what it said on this website where I read this is it's going to be more of depth. So it's like you're going to see like more of like the stuff behind said photo and that might move or it'll just kind of add, I guess, the depth to these photos. So, yeah, this is something that I think in May they started talking about doing. It's starting to come now. And you can now view 3D photos, and the ability to create them will open up in the coming weeks to everyone. So, what do I think about this? Well, I think it's a kind of an odd new Facebook feature. It really is. Like I said, to my knowledge, Apple has been doing 3D photos for a while, but I don't know if it's ever something that's really caught on. I don't know if it's something that people like are like, oh yeah, this is so awesome, this is amazing, you know, it's the new way to take photos. I'm not so sure about that. And I mean that. I'm not sure if that's like, you know, this big, huge technology thing, right? I don't think it is. And I think Facebook adding it is, frankly, it's kind of weird. I don't really understand why they thought this was something that needed to be done and why this is a good idea. I don't know. I also am not sure if it's something that's going to catch on. I'm just not sure. I mean, I'm like, is this something that people are going to do a lot? Is this something people are going to do a little bit? Is it something that is really going to make Facebook, you know, continue Facebook on the track of being, you know, one of the bigger social media channels out there? I don't know. To me, I don't really understand it. When I read this article, I was like, okay, that's interesting. But when I read more, I'm like, oh, okay. And maybe it's just me. I can't say I'm, you know, Mr. Super Tech. I just can't. I really just can't. So maybe I just don't understand the technology and the appeal of said technology, why people think this is a cool technology, or to go even deeper, why Facebook thought they needed it. Like I said, it's not even available much yet. I mean, I think like iPhone can use it, and that's it. So it's kind of weird to me to add a technology on your website, but oh, not everyone can use it yet. It's like, what? Well, then what happens to the people who, you know, have Android phones and older phones and, you know, Samsung phones? What happens to them? How, like, are they going to have to wait a couple weeks? Is it going to take longer? How's the website going to handle it? Because there's a lot of photos on Facebook already. I think there's a lot of, you know, live videos too. A lot of Facebook Lives on there already. There's got to be an insane amount of pages on there already. And I would think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would think that this is something that, you know, is just going to take up, you know, more of the space that Facebook has. And I think there's going to probably be glitches in the early time, in the early parts. That's usually what I've seen with new technology, is it can be glitchy at first. It can have bugs at first. You know, there's still a learning curve to trying to perfect said technology. That's at least how I see it. So, yeah, Facebook, it's interesting that you're doing this, but I don't fully understand it. Nor do I really get why you're doing it, and I don't know if it's going to be a good thing for the website or if it's going to be a bad thing for the website, but I'm leaning kind of toward the bad right now. I'm leaning kind of toward the bad and that this doesn't make sense, and I don't know. When I see this, I go, you know what? I think there'd be better things Facebook could do, personally. I do. I think that maybe like fine-tuning Live a little bit, because I've used Live a couple times, but it's not always as easy as you would think, especially I think they did a while ago, like an update or something, so it's a little bit more challenging. Maybe like, you know, I think it's been a while since I've done new albums, and I don't remember that being as easy as it used to be, so maybe fine-tuning that would be a good idea. And maybe just making it easier to, I don't know, it just seems like there's other things on Facebook they could be doing right now, rather than adding on this new feature. And like I said, I haven't used Facebook 3D photos much, but I don't see the appeal. I just don't get it. I'm like, this is something that, okay, you're doing this, and I don't know. It doesn't look as amazing as you'd think it would. I mean, it just doesn't. You know, I was, when I saw it, when I took photos like that, I wasn't that impressed. So I was like, okay, that was weird. I didn't even know what it was. I'm okay, why did it do that for? Why did it? Because, like, basically when you take one, like, it almost looks like it's like a short little video for a second, I think, is how it works. And I don't remember, like, you know, going, oh, wow, that looks really cool, and man, it just looks so amazing. I don't remember thinking such things. And again, it isn't something that, like, you know, blew me away either. So I don't know. I guess we're going to have to see in the coming weeks, and heck, probably even in the coming months, how this is going to go. That's just what's going to have to, I guess, because I don't think it's going to come on Facebook immediately for everybody. But I do, if I have to guess, this is gonna probably come up in one of the updates, because I know that I've seen updates on there recently, and you kind of don't have a choice anymore if do you want to update or don't you want to update. They just kind of update you. That's kind of what happens. I've had Facebook for a long time. I have nothing against Facebook. I like Facebook. I use it a lot. But I am a little annoyed when it just kind of updates you and, you know, automatically you don't really get a choice of do you want to update or not. Because I'm the kind of person where sometimes if I get comfortable with something, I don't necessarily need something new to come along to just confuse me again and make using it harder than it was before. Again, maybe that's just me, but I kind of like would like, hey, you know, give me a choice of do you want to update or not? That's what I would prefer. That's what I would like. Give me a choice of do you want to update or not? Like, do you want to do to have the Facebook 3D photos option now, or do you not want to do that right now? Because, or even let me just like do beta testers. Like, hey, beta test, do you want to test, you know, this new cool technology Facebook is going to do? Or would you rather just, you know, stay away from for now? That's what I personally think an option they should give you. Because, like I said, you know, technology may seem really cool when it comes along. New stuff may seem really awesome and have an appeal. But like I said, it's not always, you know, perfect right away. There's always bugs and things to fix out anyway. So we're going to take ourselves a short little break right now, and we'll be back with more tech news in one moment.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay Snook back for more technology news. So, a big thing that's come out now on, like, you can watch on, like, you know, tablets and your laptop and things like that is DC Universe, which is something that, you know, for starters, I am a pretty big DC fan. I've watched a fair number of the DC movies, the older ones and the newer ones. I've watched many of the cartoons. Batman the Animated Series was absolutely amazing. Justice League was actually pretty good. Justice League Unlimited was actually pretty good. I can't say I've really watched, the Superman cartoon. Not really. I've watched a number of the DC animated movies. Some that stand out for me, excuse me, is Justice League versus Teen Titans. That one really stands out for me. Batman Ninja was absolutely amazing. It was really, really good. Death of Superman was pretty good. When they did, what else have they done? Oh yeah, Batman Gotham by Gaslight was absolutely amazing. And I used to watch the live action shows like The Flash, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow. I watched all those shows, Gotham, but I kind of have fallen behind on those shows. And I've even started reading some of the graphic novels, and they've been pretty amazing. So this service, which it is a service, it's about, I think, like $8 a month or $80 for the year. And if you do the $8 for a year, I think you get an extra 3 months. At least you used to get that. And I actually got to originally check this out at Comic-Con, and I have to say I was pretty gosh dang impressed. It's really going to be an amazing service. It's going to have, you know, all the movies, all the TV shows, an insane library of the comics, you know, from the originals all the way to the newer ones, you know, the New 52s and the Rebirths. Gonna have all the cartoon shows, all the cartoon movies. But the really big thing for me is this is gonna have a lot of its own content too. It has Titans, which just aired its first episode. I think it's going to be weekly episodes. It's not going to be, hey, we're going to give you all the episodes now. That's not what's going to happen. And this is going to be a much darker, grittier Teen Titans. It's not going to be, you know, the Teen Titans Go. It's actually going to go darker than Teen Titans, the original. It's going to go even darker than that. It's live action, and yeah, it's really going to be a definitely new twist on these characters. They're also doing Young Justice Outsiders, which finally we get a season 3 of that show. If you're not familiar with that show, watch it. It's probably one of the best DC animated movies they've done, shows they've done in a long time. And it was unjustly canceled, you know, on a cliffhanger. And after, what has it been, maybe 10 years, maybe a bit less, we've, you know, finally getting to see the continuing adventures of that. I don't believe that one is on DC Universe yet, but I think it is coming. There's also going to be some other shows that have been announced for 2019. Now there's going to be a live-action Swamp Thing, which there was a short-lived Swamp Thing cartoon show, and I never really watched it, but it was around. Swamp Thing has shown up in some of the recent DC animated movies. I believe he was there in Batman and Harley Quinn. He showed up. He showed up in Justice League Dark. He's been on Justice League Action lately, so he's shown up a bit lately. And it's going to be a live action show. I don't know much about it, but yeah, it sounds like it's going to be pretty interesting. They also showed that they're doing a cartoon, I believe, show called Doom Patrol, which I'm not going to lie, I don't know too much about this, but it sounds like it's going to be interesting. It's going to be, I think, mostly like a an Injustice League, I could be wrong, don't quote me on that, but I think it's going to be mostly villains, not sure what villains yet. I don't even know if it's going to be 2019, honestly. I think that's the slated date right now, but I'm not sure if you should quote me on that, because that may not be written in stone. Another show that we saw at New York Comic Con, I talked about this last episode, is Harley Quinn. It's going to be a Harley Quinn cartoon, and like I said, Harley Quinn's a really big character now. She's going to be voiced by Kelly Cuoco. And, I would say if you are a DC fan, you are going to want to join DC Universe. They even talked about where there's going to be a community. They're trying to build a community of fans, you know, like where you can go on there and share your opinions on this or that and build, you know, communities of, you know, people who may like, you know, the original comics better, maybe like the New 52 better, maybe they like the Rebirth better, their thoughts on some animated movies, TV shows. They're going to have all the live-action movies too, all the Superman movies, all the Batman movies, the good and the bad there. So it's going to be just an insanely huge library of DC. I mean, DC everything. And it'll be good if you haven't watched a number of the Disney DC animated movies, or maybe you're behind on some of the TV shows, or maybe you just want to watch some of those movies again. You have the chance to do that on this streaming service. And I think it's going to be absolutely amazing. I have heard a little bit about Titans so far, and I personally need to try to watch it, but what I saw of that first trailer, it looks like it's going to be an amazing show. And I don't know necessarily about DC's live action stuff. I'm iffy about that sometimes, but I will say this: their animated stuff, they usually know what they're doing. That's just the truth. The Harley Quinn cartoon, you know, Young Justice season 3, and their DC animated movies, they usually know what they're doing with those. I have only seen a handful of DC animated movies that I was disappointed in. And yes, The Killing Joke, I'm talking to you. And sorry, I had to say that. The Killing Joke was, oh man, was it disappointing. And it was a bummer because, you know what? It had Mark Hamill, it had Kevin Conroy, it had all the ability to do well. And well, sadly, it just, you know, was more miss than hit. It's just the way it went. But I want to say there's probably going to be the original series on there. I just know that there's going to be an enormous amount of stuff on there. And like I said, it's for tablets, it's for laptops, all those different kinds of devices. You can go and do all this stuff on the go, you know, when you're on planes, when you're on trains, when you have, you know, kids who are driving, and when you're in cars with kids who, you know, want to watch something while you're driving on long road trips. So the applications for this are just huge. Yeah, it went live, I believe, around the third or fourth week of September. And like I said, Titans is on there now. And there, I'm sure, will be more, you know, like programming that's going to be exclusive to them coming up in the next coming weeks and months. And I am really, really excited for it. I really want to be a part of this. I really want to check it out. And frankly, you know, I couldn't talk about it enough because I'm kind of a closet DC fan in some forms. I like a lot of the Marvel live-action movies. I'm sorry, DC, you're kind of still, you know, hit or miss with those, but they're, like, early stuff. Like, man, some of those early Batman movies, we're talking before, you know, Batman and Robin, and even before, you know, what was the third one? With Jim Carrey and Two-Face. What was that one called? That was Batman Forever, and then we had Batman and Robin. Those were, they were okay, but at least Batman Forever was still watchable. And even, we got to see the two Batman movies, Batman Begins and Dark Knight, you know, those. So, there's going to be a lot to watch and a lot to do on there. And like I said, if you are a DC fan, jump on this now, because that's a really good price. I think $8 a month, that's a really good price for all you get for it. And yeah, like I said, if you get a chance to do that year one, if they still have that 15-month deal, jump on that, because that's a really, really good deal. And I don't know if it's gonna, how long it's going to last. And yeah. Other than that, that's all I have to say about that. And we're going to take ourselves another short little commercial break, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay Snook back again for some more technology news. So, it wouldn't be a technology episode if I didn't have some video game news on here. And this is going to be news about Resident Evil. Now, again, this is another series that I really haven't played that much. I have nothing against this series. I don't hate the series. No. Nothing like that. I want to make you sure, I want you to be sure and to understand that I don't hate this series. I just have never really had a chance to play it before. When I went to E3, my first year, which is in 2016, they had a Resident Evil game there that I think was another remake or like kind of like a new version. And I tried to get into it. It was not happening. I was only there for 2 years that day, and I didn't get to play it. It was a bummer. I really wanted to. Resident Evil has been around for a minute. I don't think they've done a brand new game in a while. They've done some remakes and reboots and like kind of like reversions of them in the last few years. And the basic gist of Resident Evil, which by the way, they did way too many movies. They did seven movies, and now I've heard rumor they're redoing it again, but I digress. Anyway, so the basic gist of Resident Evil is it takes place, I think, in the near future with a company called the Umbrella Corporation, which I think originally said corporation is trying to make some new drug to, I want to say it's supposed to have positive implications, it's supposed to, but that's not what happens. What ends up happening is zombies. You know, deadly zombies that want to eat your brains, and Raccoon City, at least in the games, is where this all goes down. And it's been like, you know, a number of different games. Like I said, there's been a good handful of them on like PlayStation. I want to say on Xbox. They're very gory games. They're very violent games. It's basically like, you know, one or two people going around trying to survive, you know, the onslaught of zombies that has pretty much taken over the city. And I think along the way you try to find, you know, clues and, you know, understand, okay, what's happening. Why is this happening and where to go next? I think that's what it is. So, this last year at E3, I finally was able to get in to play my first Resident Evil game. They gave you a really cool t-shirt that has, you know, blood on it and a RPD, which is Raccoon City Police Department. They had a setup where there was a car that had crashed and there was a zombie through the glass. And even when you went into this house, you know, which was supposed to be the police department, and it looked like a house, but it was a police department, and a zombie chases you in, and I got to play a demo of the game, and, Resident Evil 2 is what I'm talking about, the remake for it, and I actually looked at videos of the original Resident Evil 2, and I'm sure it was good for its day, but, I was like, man, this was, pretty, you know, low-end graphics. The zombies didn't look that scary. They didn't look that terrifying. They almost had more of a block look to them. And they were pretty easy to, you know, to take down. And this was not too impressive. I'm going to tell you right now, this game is nothing like that. Nope. Uh-uh. This game, the demo I got to play, was actually a pretty terrifying journey. You're going through this police department, you know, this police station, and all the lights are out in most of the rooms. And you really don't know what's going to happen next. You know, you're trying to search around, trying to find survivors, and you're trying to, like, you know, you'll have zombies coming along the way. And I found, because this is not my first zombie game. I played some of the House of the Dead games where usually, you know, you shoot them in the head, zombie dead goes to the ground. So one of the first zombies I ran into, I was like, hey, no, I'll just shoot him in the head. You shoot him in the head, he's still coming at me. I'm like, okay. Shoot him in the head again, he's still coming at me. It took like 3-4 shots to the head to finally kill said zombie. The zombies, by the way, look very good, very frightening, very gruesome. You know, blood everywhere, guts everywhere, and they were kind of terrifying. And it's kind of terrifying, too, because remember, you're going through a police station with like a little light, and you're going to have zombies come at you, and sometimes, you know, you're just going to have to try to like push them away, or they're going to bite you or stuff like that. It was, yeah, I was very, very impressed with this demo. I mean, this was, I think, an amazing game. And so I'm talking about bring up today is that they released a little while ago a new trailer for the game that actually gives you an idea of the story of the game. So in this game, you get to play as, I think, two characters. I think, I want to say Jill Valentine is one of them. I could actually be wrong. And there's a male character you get to play as too. I'm sorry, their name is leaving me at the moment. So the demo I played as the male character. And you're trying to go through this police station and you see, like, you know, you run into a cop who has been bitten. You can tell he's starting to kind of turn into zombie. I went against a lot of zombies. And there was a part where someone got killed, you know, because just you weren't able to save him. So Raccoon City, really, in this demo, it was clear it's a mess. And so in this story trailer, you get to see a character called Ada Wong, where I guess she's with Umbrella, but we're not really sure what she's doing there. Like I said, we get to see the female character, who I want to say her name is Jill Valentine, where I think you get to play as her too. And you get to see in the story trailer where you're going through kind of the same stuff Leon is his name. Leon went through, but like it's different. You know, so that I think she actually gets to talk to the same cop he talks to. I guess he hasn't turned yet in said trailer. And you also get to see a little girl who, their mom, I guess, is gone. And I think the mom used to work for Umbrella. And the dad, she says, is just gone. You see later, the dad's been turned this, you know, hideous, powerful monster. You know, he's got like this giant arm, this giant eye on his shoulder. I'm going to guess at some point, maybe some kind of boss battle ensues. Maybe, but I don't know. It's like, at least when I played the demo I played, you had a handgun. That's it. And I'm sorry, a handgun is not good for a giant zombie machine. It's just not. It's like, no, it's not going to do you much. You can shoot him a couple times, they're probably going to make him mad. You know, it's like shooting the Hulk. Shoot the Hulk, you're just going to make him mad. Go ahead, see what happens. And yeah, you get an idea what the game is about, what's going on. Like I said, you get to see both of their gameplays, and I guess their gameplays are connected somehow. So I'm guessing it might be like Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance, where, you know, you play as one first and maybe you play as the other later. I'm guessing that's what happens. It shows in the story trailer somewhere along the line they bump into each other and they start working together with each other and kind of like, you know, comparing notes and things like that. Since this is the second game, I don't think they know much about Umbrella yet or what's going on or what's happening. All they know is, hey, there's all these zombies and I think they're just trying to survive the night and get out of the city, I think is what the premise for the game is. Like I said, it's very nice and terrifying. The graphics are absolutely amazing. It wasn't too hard to get weapons, but I found that taking the zombies down were a lot harder than I expected. And, yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. This is one of those video games where, you know, if you scare easy, this is not the game for you. I wouldn't say you have to play previous games to play this one. Maybe it doesn't hurt, but again, I haven't, and I played the demo, and I understood what was going on just fine. It was definitely a challenging demo, and I think really just what I saw of how this game used to look. Doing a remake of this game makes perfect sense just because it's going to be able to do things now that the series couldn't do before. I think this is what's going to happen. This game actually comes out on, I know, at least PlayStation. I'm not sure about Xbox, but at least PlayStation next year in January. And like I said, if you get a chance to play this game, play it, because it was probably one of the better, more terrifying, you know, gruesome, gory games I've played in a while, but I enjoyed every minute of it. I really did. I thought it was a lot of fun. This trailer is, of course, on YouTube, so you can watch it on YouTube. I think you can see some gameplay footage, too, of the game itself and, you know, Leon and... Again, I want to say her name is Jill, but I don't quote me on that. She may have been in a different game. Because, like I said, they've done, like, I think, 5 or 6 of these games, I think. I think they have. They've done, like, 5 or 6 of them. So there's a handful of these things out there. And, like I said, the movies, don't even get me started on the movies. I watched the first one, and that was it. But the game, yeah. I'm excited for this game. I really would love to get a chance to play this game. And I think that if you're into games like this, you're definitely going to have a blast playing it. I really do mean that. So that's all we have for this episode of the Technology Podcast. I hope you learned a lot and had a lot of fun and got a chance to, you know, learn some cool things about upcoming, you know, technology and, you know, streaming services and video games. So have yourself a wonderful rest of the day, and we will be back again real soon for another episode. We'll be right back.